Kevin, just a thought on getting all the young guys together here for another year of development camp. Take on day one and what you expect this week from these guys?
You're always anxious to see, some of the new players. Obviously, the scouts felt the need to make the choices there, so you're anxious to see them come together. You're anxious to see some second and third year guys coming here to see how their development over the years have gone. This is really a great opportunity for us to get a lot of hands-on, face-to-face, one-to-one type of contact, whether it's with the coaches, and obviously seeing Paul Maurice and his staff and Pascal and his staff involved, it's it's great, and our focus is more on teaching. And so then the off-ice stuff, it's the same thing. Like, they get to spend time with Craig Slonwhite and his staff, and on the nutrition and the training. So it's a action-packed week, but not so much on the scouting side of it. It's more just teaching. So he's got a very minor injury. We anticipate he'll skate, in the coming days here. So it's one of those things where it is still summertime, so you're not pushing players to, go through some different things. But, if it was regular, I'm sure he'd be playing.
How did you describe the season he had? Obviously, he won the championship, but in terms of his development, what did you and your scouts see from him?
So, again, he went and had a real solid season, a real stable season as far as, right from start to finish. He, he had a good year on the offensive side of it, got traded, had an opportunity to win a championship over there, and, which is always always an important part of any player's development, to be able to, go through that, rigor. And then, again, just on the personal side, it was a great, growth year for him. And 18 to 19, 19 to 20, those are, formative years as far as, the draft picks. And so certainly very excited.
Been some reports he plans to play in North America. Are you hopeful you can get a deal done?
We've had some, preliminary, conversations with his representatives there. But, it's all just part of the process. But we would hope that, he'll be here, and it'll be a great great challenge for him at training camp to try to push his way onto the Jets.
What about Nathan Smith and Skylar McKenzie?
Skylar has a little bit of an injury as well, trying to deal with it with the doctors there to get a handle on it. Smith was travel related, and right. So he just had to go. He was one step behind, getting through the medical process.
Guy that starts his career playing roller hockey, it was pretty impressive, but he took the jump from that to play ice hockey to get to where he is today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's obviously everyone's got an exciting story. His is a little more unique than than others, but again, real passion for the game, and he's someone that we think is going to be on a sharp development curve there as far as learning. When someone comes from a more non-traditional background, there's always a tremendous amount of growth when they show the things that they do on the ice to get recognized by the scouts. Then obviously he'll put in the work, and we'll see where it goes.
Kevin, yesterday was the deadline for qualifying RFAs. Maybe to some a bit of a surprise, the Joe Morrow decision. Can you just take us through that?
Yeah, so we've had ongoing discussions with Joe Morrow's representatives there, and we anticipate something should work out in our favor there. But he had an arbitration case that wasn't going to be to our availability given our cap type of situation. So but he wants to be here, so we think there's a good chance that we'll get something done.
And the other three players, just a matter of moving on with other guys coming into the system?
It's the evolutionary process of things. With respect to goalies, there's only so many nets that you have, and with respect to players that have gone through 3 years of entry level, there's someone knocking on the door here, as well. So again, it's just all part of the process.
The plan right now would be for Berdin to be with the Moose this year?
Yeah, I would think so. Again, it's one of those things where with goalies, you and especially young ones, you want them to play. But I believe that's standing here today, the plan.
What's this week like for you right now as you build for July 1st, just based on how different your club is this year compared to what it's been in years past?
Well, there's never a dull moment. Obviously, the interview period kind of feels like there's 7 days of July 1st, really. You're lots of conversations, even in a situation like ours where we're more focused on getting our own players, signed and under a certain cap, number. You know, there's always different things that you know that keep you busy, but it's a nonstop, you know, kind of. Really, since the Stanley Cup finals happened, that's kind of when, you know, the business of hockey really kicks in for the next, you know, I guess till the end of July, given the arbitration process.
We know the interest is there, but how'd you describe the communication with Stastny's side?
Ongoing, you know, it's, you know, again, given our cap situation, there's, you know, lots of moving parts.
Is there any universe in which multiple players electing for arbitration is a good thing because you can sort of control contract lengths?
Well, yeah, you know, again, the arbitration process is afforded to, you know, players that have reached a certain, you know, level of experience. And, you know, we'll find out, obviously, once you qualify them, they have until, I believe it's the 5th of July to, you know, to file. And, you know, we see where it goes. One thing, once the filing does happen, you know that there is going to be a deal. It's just a matter of, you know, what's that deal going to be and how that process is going to, you know, unfold. It doesn't necessarily mean it'll be 1 year, 2 year, long term. You know, those are all the, you know, different variables that can come into play. But, you know, if a player files, then you know that there's going to be some resolution at some point in time.
Bertan was the other guy missing, was he?
Yeah, he's got an injury as well.
Is there anything you can tell us about the injury? Something in the upper body?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, McKenzie's lower body, Vertanen would be upper body. I guess Veselina would be upper body, and Smith was travel.
Might McKenzie and Vertanen skate later this week, or are they ruled out for the week?
I don't have that info right now.
Veselina is something that would require surgery?
No, Veselina, I think, might be skating tomorrow, I think.
For Appleton, just the season that he had kind of burst onto the scene, I don't think many people, at least outside the organization, necessarily knew a ton about him, a late pick at 2015. What did you like about him that kind of you, and the next step you hope to see him take this
year? He's got great hockey sense, which, you know, gives him, you know, the ability to play with a lot of different players. He can play center, he can play wing, and because of that hockey sense, I think he naturally, you know, finds ways to make things happen. He goes hard to the net. You know, he's becoming that up-and-down type of, you know, winger. He played mostly wing. That up-and-down type of winger that has size, drives the net, and has, you know, has some ability. So he's finding himself, he's finding his niche, you know, and you know, it was a great year for him last year, and you know, he obviously is here to you know, to get an update on everything, his development, his strength training, and everything like that. And he's a real hungry you know, young prospect that, you know, we're gonna, you know, expect great things from here as he continues to move forward.
There's reports out there in the media that Stastny has a strong interest in returning. He said as much when he was leaving. What's the sense you've got from his camp?
You know, yeah, I would think that's you know, a fair assessment. You know, we had a great exit interview together, and that's really my only assessment. And you know, nothing's really changed from that regard, other than, you know, we found out a cap number now, and now it's time to go to work.
And do you get a sense that his deal does not get done until Tavares' deal is done and the market settles?
I can't speak for, you know, Tavares or that situation. You know, obviously, you know, not real privy to what's going on there. But, you know, as far as our, you know, different things that we have on the go, you know, it's hard to really prognosticate anything at this point.
How much headway do you get done on these contracts before the, like, how much work has been put into it? How much is done before July 1st at this stage?
Well, you know, again, if it's your own player, you have the ability to, you know, have different discussions. If it's not your player that you're speaking to during this time, then obviously, you know, the you're starting to, you know, talk about parameters, but you're not supposed to talk about, you know, the ability to actually get a deal done.
I guess what I'm saying is that, so you said that your focus this year is mostly on taking care of your own lineup already. So how much of that work do you feel, is a lot of that work done already and it's just waiting for the dominoes to fall?
Well, we've got, you know, obviously lots of players that we're going to go through the CBA process with, whether it's RFAs or, you know, UFAs. And you know, the RFAs, some of them have, you know, arb rights potentially if they elect to go that route. Some of them don't. You know, again, you find the cap number, I think we found it out Thursday. You know, before the draft. So that's your, you know, your benchmark as far as where you have to, in our case, we kind of work backwards from. And, you know, again, doing all the math and trying to see where you project, because again, when you have RFAs, you know, it's still a projection. It's there's you know, there's lots of moving parts. Whether you go long term or short term, you know, has various different effects on the actual numbers, the AAV, and you know, that ultimately, you know, determines, you know, what you can maybe do, you know, down the line with everyone.
It's been one of the more challenging summers in that respect, just with the number of, I mean, you have a lot of high profile, in theory, big ticket RFAs this year.
Well, it's pretty exciting to have, you know, a group of players that, you know, have earned, you know, the different things, because, you know, whether it's Connor Hellebuck and, you know, what he's done, you know, it was only a couple of years ago where we were watching here at development camp, and, you know, or goes on, you know, Kyle Connor and Lion A, like, the majority of our guys have been through, you know, today, you know, this the start of, you know, the development camp and that development process. So, you know, the fact that, you know, we're standing here talking about, you know, having to, you know, find ways to make it work in a cap world. You know, when we came in, you know, to Winnipeg here with the team and everything like that, we talked about that, you know, we that the day would come. And, you know, we're obviously excited with the year that we had, and you know, now it's about just, you know, trying to work the process.
Kevin, Sammy Niku, would he have been here? Is he not here injury related?
No, not injury related. You know, you're only mandated to come to three development camps, and he's already been through that.
How would you describe the season Dylan Sandberg had, or maybe where did he have his biggest growth? I mean, the chance to play in the World Junior and the Frozen Four. I mean, what did that mean?
Well, winning a championship, you know, and being a big part of it is, again, you know, these are experiences that that he'll cherish for, you know, for a lifetime. And obviously, making the World Juniors was a, you know, was a big accomplishment for him. You know, coming out of high school hockey the year before, and you know, again, the coaching staff, you know, in Duluth has just, you know, done wonders, you know, with giving him confidence and giving him opportunity and having him continue to grow. And you know, just real excited about you know, his future and you know, his development path.
In terms of his game, though, for guys who haven't seen him as often, how do you describe the style he plays?
Well, he's obviously, he moves well. He's big. You know, he's kind of raw in a lot of areas still, but that was kind of the beginning of it, and he's really grown in a lot of those areas. You know, moving on, he's going to be given even more of a role, you know, there and in all aspects of the game. But you know, he's the type of guy that you know, I think can really excel in today's game, because he can get back for a puck. He's big. He can, you know, he's got a good stick. He can move a puck. You know, again, he's, you know, he's the type of guy that, you know, there's a lot of excitement about.
Brady Tkachuk said that during the prospect availability, he said that Dylan's one of those guys will take your head off. Did you notice that part of his game as well before you draft him, and even this year?
Well, again, I think, you know, he has that ability to play a lot of different ways. You know, again, certainly he can play a hard game. He can play a physical game with his size. But I think his, you know, the thing that really draws us to him is, you know, his ability and his hockey sense and his skating.
Kevin,